Talking earlier about trucks, what we're enjoying the end of the lockdown, but in New South Wales things are a bit different. We're getting the message from interstate truckies now that there's a gap in the system. The interstate truckies are meant to have a permit and testing requirements, but some seem to be ignoring the rules and coming in from New South Wales. I want to look at that. We'll look at traffic around Melbourne's roads today, or Victoria's roads in a moment. Peter Anderson is on the line, Chief Executive, Victorian Transport Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
So, how many trucks do you reckon would be coming into Victoria on a given day without a permit?
That's difficult to estimate, and what we really want to do is make sure that everybody understands the rules and regulations to ensure that the disciplines are applied to those that are coming from the red zone states. And we've got to make sure that every operator is every driver is playing by the rules.
Well, surely they'd know the rules by now, wouldn't they?
Well, they're changing. So one of the things that's also started to happen is we've got a 3-day testing regime, not a 7-day. So that's an impost on the individual to try and get a test. But the government's working hard to increase those testing stations for interstate truckies. But the other thing they need is a letter from their employer, a supervisor or customer, to ensure that they are a bona fide interstate truck driver. So that's another impost that they've got to get into their system as well. So it's not just the one where we just need to get online and do the permit, which has changed online over recent weeks, but they also need to ensure that they've got all the other checks and balances as well.
So are people being checked, or are they just getting through?
No, there's no hard checkpoint. It is random, and the police have got set up individual testing locations or random pullover locations around Victoria to ensure that they can pull people over and check what they're doing. But what we don't want is another outbreak, as we had from somebody coming from interstate who doesn't quite know all the rules, that then drives around our state spreading COVID. I mean, we're all having to pay for that.
But surely, if you're an interstate truckie, you're going to know the rules. Your boss will have told you. You will have worked. Somebody will have. You know, there's a pandemic on. You must know the rules as they apply to you. It must be. If they're breaching the rules, it has to be deliberate, surely.
Well, what we've had is a breach in the rules 2 weeks ago, and what that's created is another lockdown for Victoria.
What are you talking about? The removalists.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the reaction is a good reaction from the government to ensure that the industry knows is fully aware of its responsibilities and is working with the industry to try and make sure that this happens.
And that's
part of what this is all about.
Okay. Bottom line, do we have a problem with rogue truckies who are deliberately ignoring the rules and coming into Victoria, or do we not?
We don't have a problem out of control. We have a problem that we have to check.
Well, okay. Thank you very much, Peter Anderson. Chief Executive, Victorian Transport Association.